This programming is sponsored by Metro. World Cup planning includes transit improvements intended to serve Houston after the final match. Metro provides bus, rail, and paratransit service and continues mobility enhancements across the region. More at RideMetro.org/MetroNow.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Houston's chief elected financial officer is criticizing Mayor Whitmire's proposed $7.5 billion budget. City Controller Chris Holland says it will drain funding from the water and sewer system or lead to rate hikes. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports.
Holland's only tangible power is known as certification. He has to confirm the city has enough money to cover its expenses. Asked whether he plans to certify the budget,
I absolutely see obstacles.
He says he'll make a final decision after reviewing the budget. Already, he's critical of two big parts of Whitmire's plan: moving solid waste services to the water utility and having the utility pay rent to the city for using public right-of-ways. Whitmire's administration expects to drain more than $200 million from the utility, which supports the city's public works department.
The mayor's proposing using water money to pay for trash services. That's not savings.
The budget must be finalized and certified before July. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
After years of delay, the EPA has ordered remediation to start on the San Jacinto River waste pits. Channelview Health and Improvement Coalition President Carolyn Stone is praising the move.
For approximately 9 years since we were promised 100% removal of the toxic materials dumped into the San Jacinto River waste pits, the surrounding community members have waited and continue to fight for the toxic materials to be remediated.
The company is responsible for cleanup, didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Baseball at Daikin Park this afternoon, the Astros fell to the Dodgers 12-2. Meanwhile, Astros shortstop Carlos Correa is out for the season with an ankle injury. Slight chance of rain tonight. Overnight low should be around 67 degrees. For tomorrow, cloudy skies, slight chance of rain, high around 77. 20% chance.